continue the conversation at dannymorell.com/awakenyou. Welcome to this week's episode of The Higher Self. You guys are not going to believe what you hear this week. It blew my mind when I first discovered it all. And I'm just going to start off by welcoming you. Alex, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. So in 30 seconds or less, why do you think it's important for them to listen to the very end of this episode?
So I think we're going to uncover a lot of truths about the supplement industry and kind of the dark side of it, the difference between fitness and health and current flaws in the fitness approach, and then maybe just some how to get back to the basics of what it means to put your health first.
Okay. And you said dark.
Yeah.
Like, how dark are we talking?
So I guess I'll start with the number one thing that caught my attention was I found out in the supplement industry that amino acids, most of them are made from three things: human hair, pig fur, or duck feathers. And so when I saw that, I was like, okay, why are we doing this? How can it be done better? I have to do something about this. We have to change. We have to get better.
Human hair, pig ears, and duck feathers.
Right. So the reason being, it's high in, because I wanted to find out, right? And so it's high in keratin protein, which breaks down into amino acids well. But just the sourcing is, it was just, I couldn't believe what I was reading.
Okay. So hold on. Let's start from the beginning.
Yeah.
How did this start? Like, how did this start for you? I can tell that you know a lot about this stuff. How did this journey begin for you?
So I guess we can send it way back. The reason why I got inspired to start in the supplement space was I have lost my health multiple times. So I know what it's like to not have my health. And my absolute favorite quote of all time is, a healthy person has 1,000 wishes, but a sick person has only one. And I've experienced that multiple times in my life. So it was 3 weeks before my fourth birthday, I was diagnosed with leukemia.
And at 4 years old?
4 years old. Yeah. And so I instantly, as a little boy, my first memory in life was being sick, right? And being afraid and having fear. And that carried with me throughout my life a lot. It was a really long, hard fought battle. So I did 3.5 years of chemotherapy and then many years of drugs after that. Officially became cancer-free at 12 years old. So it was a very long battle. There were periods of times throughout that where I got very sick with leukemia. You don't have enough white blood cells. So the worst thing that can happen to you is you come down with any common cold. It's really hard to fight it off. And what happened to me is I got the chicken pox. Spent 3 months in the hospital. And that was kind of the first time where I had really learned what it meant to have to absolutely fight for my health and not have it. I grew up after that a very normal teenager, normal kid, played three sports, was an athlete, very into fitness. Got to college, studied exercise physiology. So I continued that passion of mine in athletics, learning about the fitness industry and studying exercise physiology. And then what I realized is I was down this path of just focusing on my fitness, but not focusing on my health.
Well, I want to ask you something, because this is, like, just you speaking is already drawing me in, because I can tell you're like deeply passionate about this. And I feel like it's important that we have this conversation, because nowadays you flip through Instagram and everyone is trying to tell you what to do. And I think it's causing people a lot of confusion regarding their health. So when you say fitness and health, like, let's start with the basic. What's the difference between the two?
Yeah, so that was the biggest thing that I saw and motivation for me to get into the space, is how can we merge these two worlds? Because it feels like they're completely separate. So what I would say is the fitness industry is focused on calories in, calories out, count your macros, work hard and don't eat a lot, and you're going to shed pounds and lose weight, right? And that's what a lot of people want. So when a lot of people start on their health journey, they look to the fitness industry because they go, I want to lose weight. That's the first thing we think of when it's like, what does it mean to get healthy? And yes, that's important. But I would say on the other side, we have this health space of holistic health or functional healers. And we have all this different beautiful work that really does a great job in describing holistic health. And so to me, I just saw like the flaws in the approach and the separation between the two, because the fitness community looks at this and says, that's total BS. And the only thing that matters is calories, 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 and move your body. And it's just a simple math equation. But what I saw over and over again is people that lean into that. And the two things they do is they overwork themselves and they undernourish themselves. And that leads to disease.
Wow. It's, you know, as you're saying that, I think back to like my years, like in the bodybuilding world, mm-hmm. where I could remember my friend, number one, he was like juiced to the gills with steroids. Yeah. Number two, he would, you know, he looked muscular, mm-hmm. but I could, I'm just having this picture of like, for example, the chicken he got. Like, because he had to eat so much chicken, he would buy it in these bags from Food for Less.
The rotisserie.
And it was like there was something inside of, I hadn't done any journeys yet. I hadn't awakened yet, but there was something inside of me that thought to myself, like, that chicken can't be good for you. And I would look at the rice that he used to make, and it was like in like boxes for like 30-minute rice or whatever. And I feel like a lot of the times the fitness industry are some of the unhealthiest people alive.
Completely. Well, I mean, you just nailed it right there. They're focusing on just the quantity, but not necessarily the quality. And so that happened to me, right? So I was very much in that world and in the bodybuilding space and 4% body fat. And was, again, overworked and undernourished. And what happened to me is I got diagnosed with chronic fatigue and IBS. And I was like, how is this happening? I am so healthy. Like,
Hold on. What is chronic fatigue?
Just absolutely no energy. So they basically give you a diagnosis of they don't know what's going on. Like they, like, you know, we get these idiopathic diagnoses in Western medicine, which is basically we don't know what's causing it, but you're constantly tired. You're constantly brain fogged. But your blood work looks fine, so everything must be okay.
Okay, right.
Right, but we're not actually getting to root cause and why is my lifestyle causing this? Mm. And so it just made me take a step back from the fitness industry and really look at big picture. And that's when I kind of started diving into root cause medicine and digging more into that. And that's when I took a complete step back from supplements because I was the guy in college, again, studying exercise physiology. I had a bookshelf in my room that was not full of books. It was full of supplements. And I just had every powder under the sun, pre-workouts, protein powders. And I thought all of this was making me healthier until, again, I stopped focusing on quantity and started looking at quality and started looking at these ingredients. And I realized that this was contributing to a lot of the harm in my body and my gut health issues and my IBS that I had been diagnosed with. And I couldn't get a hold on my, you know, my digestive system and just had all this fatigue and it was all coming from that.
Wow. And I feel like so many people are trapped in that world because quite frankly, you know, from a spiritual or energetic perspective, so many people are focused on how they look, that they'll do anything it takes to look a certain way, but maybe it might not be the healthiest thing for their body.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was why it was such a big motivator for me to get into the fitness space eventually and get into the supplement space was because I looked at that, right? And the whole industry is focused on take this product if you want to look like this. It's the most classic old school marketing tactic that we've seen in the fitness industry for years. And it's just as bad as ever. You know, it used to be like the front of the magazine, but now we have social media. So that what they do is they just pay a fitness influencer
right,
that looks really good to promote this product on social media. And they have tons of followers. So people listen to them and they'll say, hey, I took this greens powder and it magically cured all my gut issues and stuff. Right. And it's like, you look at the ingredients of that and it's, you know, artificial flavoring, natural flavoring, which we can dig into these ingredients more from what I found. And I was just like, there's such a better way to do this. And it's why everything we do revolves around two words and it's health first. So it's our mission, it's our motto, and that means health first in our education, in our ingredients, in our sourcing, everything we do. Because most of the time what I see in the space is that companies are focused on, again, the fitness aspect of things. And it's like they pride themselves on like, our product tastes the best, or it's going to get you to look like this. And I was like, that's all seems so backwards to me. Like, we're going to pride ourselves on what actually matters, and is it healthy for you?
Yeah, what is it actually doing to your body?
Right.
Okay, so give me an example here, because as you said, artificial flavoring, the download I got is that, and this is something that all of us as human beings have to understand, especially here in America, we are so used to those words that we think it's normal. Mm-hmm. what exactly is artificial flavor?
Yeah, it's such a good question.
And why should people, please listen to me, go to your pantry, go to your refrigerator, and literally throw out anything that says artificial flavoring.
Right. Yeah, and I'll even take a step beyond that too, and just even natural flavoring. So the only difference between artificial flavoring and natural flavoring just means that it comes from something in nature. But if you look at the actual FDA definition of it, it means that there is no nutritional value to it. It's just a flavoring. And my issue with flavoring is that we have this process in our body, and it's called post-ingestive feedback. So it's basically this term to describe that your gut and your brain are communicating with everything that you put into your body. And so we've all probably had an experience where we eat a food and it caused food poisoning. And that food, you instantly knew, like, oh, that's not sitting well, right? That's post-ingestive feedback. So it's your brain and your body communicating with each other. And when you consume a flavor, but there's no nutritional value associated with it, you're sending this post-ingestive feedback loop for a whirl. So it's really confusing your brain chemistry. It's flooding your brain with dopamine, and it's created in a lab to do that. Like, we pay, like, some of the top food scientists in the world work for, you know, these big food companies like Pepsi Cola or things like that. And they just, you know, their job is to create these unique flavors that give off these dopamine signals and make people crave these foods. And so that's why, like, we just decided again to, like, do this a little bit differently, because now that I know, flavors are indicative of nutrients. And so that's why, and same with colors. So the thing that makes a strawberry red and tastes like a strawberry is flavors and colors that exist naturally in foods. And so for me, I was like, why are we using artificial flavoring and natural flavoring? Why aren't we just using real foods to flavor our supplement products?
And so, wow, this is nuts. Okay, and so what happens to us in our bodies? Because as you were saying that, it's like we're short-circuiting the body.
Right.
It's like the body doesn't understand, like, why is this in me? But then years and years and years, and this is like our little children mm-hmm. that are consuming this, years and years and years of this, it's like, what happens? Does the body just think it's normal?
So 99% of grocery store items now have added flavoring to them, which is just crazy, because what's happening in our body is we all are designed to eat intuitively. And you hear people say that all the time, because if we're eating real whole foods, our body allows us to do that, again, because flavors are indicative of nutrients. And so we are such a smart species that we know when we consume this certain food, that is giving us this nutrient. So that's how we can, like, if you really want to eat intuitively, you have to stick with real whole foods and avoid these flavorings. Because what's happening is basically this post-ingestive feedback, it maintains homeostasis in the body, which is just your energy balance. And so that's why, like, when you consume something, your body naturally knows how many calories it has, right? Like, we don't have to have the back of a package tell us. If you're eating real whole foods, it triggers something called your satiety signals, which means I'm satisfied, I'm full. That was good. My body got the proper nutrients. Mm-hmm. And so when we're eating these foods that have, you know, are hyper palatable, which is basically, you know, they're created in a lab to be full of these fat, sugars, and flavors combo, and it sends that dopamine signal. And then that's what makes us crave. So that's why people have cravings for junk food, when in reality, we should have cravings for what nutrients our body needs.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
I know that feeling. Okay. So flavoring, number one. So now, like, let's just pause for a second. So here you are, you're spending your money on something that you think is supposed to make you healthier, but it has artificial flavoring. So, like, rule number one would be, any product that you are ingesting that has artificial flavoring, you shouldn't be taking anymore.
No, and here's what I would always ask people, because we have science that says it's not that bad for us. And we have science that says it's horrible for us. It's leading to these types of cancers, especially with artificial sweeteners. But just ask yourself this, do you really need science to tell you that something with the word artificial in it, we're not meant to consume it?
That's right.
Like, it's just like, we're human beings. We're the most dominant species on planet Earth. And yet there's still arguments over these artificial substances. When the word artificial is in it, it's like if you just really break it down and think about it, we're not meant to consume that. Right. And there's a crazy stat actually. So aspartame is one of the most common sweeteners. It's famous in diet sodas. And again, there's studies that show it's safe. And there's studies that show it causes cancer. And when you look at the science behind it, 90% of the studies that showed that it was safe was funded by industry.
Of course.
And 100% of the studies that showed that it had cancer-causing agents in it were independent studies. So it's like we can't even, it's so hard to even trust science in today's world. And like, yes, science is important, but I just always urge people, like, we don't need science to tell us every little thing of what we can or can't eat.
On the contrary, I think that the more that you're leaning on science, the more that you're disconnected with yourself.
Yeah.
Just listen to yourself.
That's what I
straight up as a human being, just listen to yourself and ask yourself the question, like, is this really good for me? Or is there an ounce of truth that this could potentially be bad for me?
Such a good question.
And then it's up to you to have the courage and the guts to say, if there's an ounce of truth in it, then I declare that from this day forward, I will no longer consume that. That's when you start getting your power back.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's when you can start eating intuitively too, you know, and it's such a hard concept for us to grasp because, you know, now like 60% of the American diet is ultra processed foods. And so we're eating these foods that are inhibiting us to be able to even have any chance of eating intuitively. Like it's such a foreign concept to people because we're addicted to these, again, like these foods are created in labs by food chemists that are designed to get us addicted to them.
Right.
And so it's like, we have to learn how to fight for our own health again and take control back. And to me, like the simplest, most easiest way to do that is just eat single ingredient foods. Like it's the most simple way to take your power back, learn how to fight for your own health and vote with your dollar. Because like, if we want to create any sort of change in the food system, like we have to do that by voting with our dollar, which means you have to buy only the products that are good for you and essentially starve those other businesses out of business. And we have to come together and do that.
It's impossible for you to have a successful relationship with another human being or a partner if you don't have a successful relationship with yourself. And what we as human beings don't realize is that we are deeply disconnected. We're disconnected from Mother Earth. We're disconnected from peace. We're disconnected from love. What we do at Awaken is we curate different exercises to help you reconnect first to yourself, and then the beautiful process of reconnecting to everybody begins. And that's why Awaken is so powerful. You'll do more in 3 days at Awaken than you would do 30 years anywhere else.
I was so stuck, and now I feel peace.
Awaken has been the best thing we have done for our marriage.
Coming here, I realized that the answers were inside of me all the time.
Head on over to DannyMorrell.com/awaken now to get your tickets today.
I don't think I've ever said what I'm about to say on this show, but this pisses me off.
Yeah.
It pisses me off because Instagram is filled with people who are, quite frankly, making millions upon millions of dollars, who are doing so because they're putting shit into our bodies, and we, because we're dumb, straight up, look up to these people because we're not awake. We're not awake enough to actually look at the package. We don't care about ourselves enough to actually inspect what is actually going in our bodies. Instead, we are so gullible and so easily led by whatever society tells us that anyone can start a supplement company and just pay anyone that has a large amount of followers or that happens to have a six pack and tell them to tell you to take this stuff, which is essentially shit. It's essentially hurting you.
Yeah. That passion, like I love that, man. Like that passion that I just felt for you. I went through that deeply, deeply, deeply. And I finally got to the point where I get that all the time where I get actually angry to the point where like I have to work on it because it's such an insidious world that we're living in. And it's like really heavy and it's almost feels like a burden to like know that knowledge of how corrupt certain things in the food industry and the supplement industry are, right? And so that passion that I just felt from you, like I got to the point where I was like, I'm gonna fucking do something about this.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what led me to start the business, right? And that's why we started with a product where I was like, looked at the industry as a whole. And I was like, what's the worst product that most people take for them? Pre-workout. They're just absolutely right.
Which, you know, this is what started everything, guys. Yeah. True story. I was taking the pre-workout and I was like, I'm going to get the CEO on the show.
I love that.
Because I took it and for the first time in my life, I didn't get jitters. I didn't get a crash. I didn't even get like a big spike. It was just like, to be honest with you, I even think it's unfair that you're calling that like pre-workout. I think it's like energy for life.
Yeah.
Like, what did you do with that
thing? Yeah. Yeah, it's a great question. We branded it as a functional pre-workout is what we call it. So we're kind of creating our own new category of product. And again, I looked in the market and I was like, okay, pre-workout is the worst product that most people take for them because that's the one that's oftentimes packed full of way too much synthetic caffeine. You get this huge spike of your adrenals and cortisol when you're already going into a workout and you're naturally getting that. And then that's why everyone experiences this big gnarly crash after a workout. Why would you just feel like crap and you can hardly function the rest of the day? And so I was like, okay, how can we kind of reverse engineer this and make one that's actually healthy for you? And we broke it down to every single ingredient has to have a dual role. It has to boost your performance because we're marketing it as a pre-workout, but it also has to boost your overall health. And so every single ingredient has to have that purpose. And it took me 3.5 years to formulate this product because again, every single thing has to have a purpose for your health. And so that even comes down to the flavoring of the product. We use real—
Because the flavoring is strawberries.
Yeah, it's just real organic
strawberries. That is what, the fact that is wild to me. You do not see that on a package anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's all stevia or sweetener or artificial.
Yeah.
Organic strawberry, like thank you for that. Like,
yeah, it was great.
I respect that.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. And like I said, it took 3.5 years to formulate it because we wanted to get it to a point where, you know, people are so flooded and so used to like this big smack in the face with your taste buds, right? When you're consuming supplements. Mm-hmm. Because again, if you look at the supplement industry, it's all about like all the marketing behind it is our product tastes the best. Like that's all the ads, like this product tastes really good. I enjoy it. And it's become like this sexy, cool thing. And I was like, we're here to take that back and we're here to deliver on what actually matters. And that's delivering a healthy product. And that's actually going to boost your overall health.
I love that, man. So artificial sweeteners is one. What's the second big one that people need to like understand is a red flag with supplements?
Yeah. So I would call it like the avoid list. And it is artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors. Again, do we really need to say like if the word artificial is in it? Like, I think we can all get on board with that one.
Right.
But again, the trick was now everyone knew that like artificial flavors were bad. And so then the supplement industry developed natural flavoring, the supplement and the food industry, right? And so we have natural flavoring in all these products.
But it's really not natural.
But it's not natural. Again, the only difference is it comes from nature, but then more oftentimes than not, there's 50 to 100 chemical ingredients added in them. And because the FDA doesn't regulate it, all that has to be on the label is natural flavoring.
Hold on.
So they don't have to disclose any of those ingredients, and there can be up to 100 of them.
So what? So hold on, let me break this down. So what you're telling me is that we as human beings are consuming something that is, okay, artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors, even natural flavoring. Even that we can't trust when it's on a package.
100%. No, you can't because we don't have to disclose any of the ingredients. That's why when we designed ours, we were like, we're just going to put organic strawberries. Everyone knows what that is. Like people will recognize every single ingredient.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. Comes from nature. Yeah. The other things that I would avoid that are kind of tricky ones, we just don't have a ton of data around them, but gums, thickening agents, things like that.
Like Gore gum.
Yeah.
Yep. I see that. I don't buy it.
Xanthan gums.
Xanthan gum. Yep. I see that. I don't buy it.
Yep. So the purpose of that is, again, it's a thickening agent. And so, again, it's just designed like it has nothing to do with your health. It's to make the product look a little bit prettier. So like the consistency of the product, or it makes it feel a little bit thicker in your mouth when you're consuming it for protein drinks, something like that. It has no function beyond that. So again, we didn't put any of that in ours because we were like, does it have a purpose for your health? If it's just designed to look, smell, and taste pretty, we're out.
Okay. Talk to me about pig ears. What did you mean when you said that?
So amino acids You'll commonly see these amino acid products or in pre-workouts, things like that. And most of the branched chain amino acids on the market are made from three things, and it's pig skin, duck feathers, or human hair.
Stop, dude. I can't. No. I can't believe you're actually.
It's crazy. And it's, again, it's because it's cutting corners. So what is the cheapest possible way that we can produce this? Because the way that we do our aminos is through a bacterial fermentation process. So just how you would make kombucha. It's like the fermentation process is an ancient sacred process that we've been using as thousands of years as humans. And we can do the fermentation process and then, you know, extract those amino acids out of it. And there's just, you know, it was such a clear cut thing in my mind of this is the right way to do it and this is the wrong way to do it. Because imagine taking, you know, pig skin or duck feathers and the process and the extraction and the harsh processing techniques that you have to use to get that into this white powder form to then consume and put into your body.
Yeah. Another one I want to talk about, and this was big because there's a supplement company out there, right? That is known to, I'm not going to say the name because that's their own, you know, issue. But there's a supplement company out there that is known to be like, finally, like a holistic wellness company. And I ordered some electrolytes. And I was like, cool, I'm going to get some electrolytes. And sure enough, I checked the package. There's cane sugar. Mm-hmm. There's fucking cane sugar. And there is no purpose to have sugar in electrolytes.
Yeah.
And I literally, I think I spent $40 on it and I threw it away because that's how committed I am. Like if I see something, I won't even waste my time returning it. I'll just throw it away. I take it as a lesson learned. But sugar is in everything.
Yeah.
This is even coming up in like baby formula. Like we cannot find stuff. Jen is losing her mind because everything is made with sugar here in the US.
Dude, how frustrating is it? It's so frustrating as consumers. Again, this is the power of voting with your dollar. So it's like it feels hopeless, right? It feels like everyone out there is not doing things the right way and I feel completely hopeless. And like, how do we actually create change? And it's voting with your dollar, finding the companies that are doing it the right way when it comes to food, agriculture, ingredients. And like, to your point, like I walked into Whole Foods the other day. Whole Foods, the best
store
you could possibly shop at. Right. And I was like on the road, I need to get a snack. Guess what I ended up buying?
What?
Milk. Because I was like, I want a high protein snack. I looked through all the protein bars, couldn't find anything. I bought milk because I was like, I can't find just anything that's like good ingredients
simple,
in here.
Right.
And it's so, so hard to find. And again, it's like, it all comes down to marketing. It's like these big health conscious companies are really just insanely good at marketing. Mm. But like, I want to teach people how to be a label reader, which means you flip everything over.
Everything.
You know what the ingredients are and you know what it's doing to your body. And so like, you'll notice every single ingredient is broken down on our website, on our packaging. You'll know what it is. You'll know what its purpose is. You'll know what it's doing into your body.
Toss me this. Toss me the pre-workout real fast. Cause I'm gonna, so watch this. So organic strawberries, bamboo shoot. What is that for?
Yeah. So this was, again, every single ingredient had to have a health purpose. This is where most people will use something called silicone dioxide. So silicone dioxide is used in supplements to make it more free flowing. So it works a lot better in manufacturing. And again, it makes the powders dissolve a little bit better and things like that. But again, I was like, silicone dioxide does not have a purpose for our health.
Yeah.
What can I use that has a purpose for our health? This is why it took me 3.5 years to formulate this product. Bamboo is nature's highest source of silica. Silica is used in traditional Chinese medicine. It's really good for our hair, skin, nails, hydration. What it does is it actually holds its molecular weight of water very well. So it brings hydration into the tissues. So again, we put that in the pre-workout because it gives this element of hydration, but it also, like our manufacturing partners were like, you have to have something in there that helps it flow through the machines and makes it dissolve better. And I wouldn't settle on using silicone dioxide. So it took me a long time to figure out that bamboo is naturally occurring 70% organic silica.
Good for you, man. That is awesome. Fermented BCAAs in a pre-workout. Why? And why fermented?
Yeah. So
because I've heard like if you're going to do a BCAA, it's got to be fermented.
Right. So, and the reason being is because if it's not fermented, it's probably coming from human hair, pig skin, or duck feathers.
Got it.
And so the fermentation process, again, it's that natural extraction method that we use in fermentation. So why we use BCAAs, BCAAs help with muscle tissue breakdown. So it's really important before exercise to incorporate BCAAs because it's that prevention, right? So there's a lot of debate right now, and you'll hear a lot of people saying BCAAs are completely pointless and EAAs are where it's at. But EAAs are definitely better for essential amino acids, which mean they contain the full spectrum of amino acids. Those are better for inherently just building muscle tissue. But BCAAs are prevention. So it's preventing the muscle tissue breakdown. So that's why we formulated that in the pre-workout.
I like that. And then organic lion's mane, yeah, mushrooms.
Right.
I'm a fan of mushrooms.
Yeah. So we wanted to give you that cognitive boost. So organic lion's mane mushroom, again, it's been used in traditional Chinese medicine for thousands of years, been shown, clinically proven to prevent dementia, Alzheimer's. So what it does is it boosts something called BDNF, or brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And it's this protein in our brain that causes us to form new neurons in our brain. It's one of the only substances on earth shown to do that. So you're actually forming new neuronal connections with using lion's mane. The other thing that does that naturally, exercise.
Wow.
So we pair those two things together in a pre-workout, and you get this beautiful synergistic effect of the ultimate brain boosting.
I love that. I love that. I wanna switch for a second. Talk to me about food. I looked you up, something you said something along the lines of, you know, we don't even have a fair shot because the food that we're eating, the protein, the animals, like everything is basically, it's fucked. Break that down for me.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things. I've been playing with this idea that life qualifies you. And I felt like I had to go through what I had to go through and learn how to fight for my health in order to look into all of this and then therefore teach other people how to fight for their own health. And I feel like, unfortunately, the system and the way that it's set up right now, every single person has to get that level of passion that you had earlier of, you're like, I'm pissed off. This pisses me off. We're not getting a fair shake on our food system, and I'm going to do something about it. It's almost like we have to get to that point in order to be healthy. And it's so frustrating that it feels like we're set up for failure, right? And the reason why is, like, we introduced all these chemical-based farming methods and our agricultural methods and just our food supply. Everything is done around money. So it's, how can we save money, not how can we produce the healthiest citizens? And it's like, it's so obvious that what we're doing isn't working. And America spends $4 trillion on healthcare every single year. We're the highest out of any other country. And we are the sickest society that has ever lived in human history here in America. And it's like, we're spending more money on it, but we're the sickest. So, like, where's the disconnect? Why is it not working? And it all comes down to our food supply. Like, people will go over to Europe and they'll travel in Europe for weeks on end, and they'll, like, smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol and eat their food, which is pasta and bread and pizza. And they'll come back and they'll have lost weight or they'll feel better, right? And so we're stuck in this agricultural system of spraying all of our food with pesticides. So again, we don't have any sort of organic farming practices. And just think about this for a second. If you want your food to not have poison sprayed on it, you have to pay more for it. That's how our system is set up. So it just feels like we're set up for failure, right? And so I'm just so passionate about, like, educating on people on how to vote with your dollar and create this change, because it's the only fighting chance that we have.
So let's do the basics. Protein. How was what you said showing up, like, with beef?
Right. So most of the beef that you're going to find on the market is not grass-fed beef. And again, it's just like, I will break it down in the most simple terms for people to understand. What are cows designed to eat?
I don't know. What are they designed to eat?
Grass.
Grass.
Right. So you've all seen a cow in nature just kind of, like, roaming land,
gotcha.
Right? So they're supposed to roam and just eat grass. That is what God designed cattle to eat. That's how their digestive system works. And we figured out that you can make cows very fat, aka they weigh more, aka produces more food, if you feed them grain products and sugar and things like that. So what we're essentially doing is we're making our cattle very sick and inflamed and fat and overweight.
Like us.
And then we are consuming that food And so like what you eat, ate matters so much more than we ever could have thought.
So Americans are going around and going to restaurants and they're eating a steak because they know protein is good for you. And yet that steak, when it is not grass-fed, essentially is tearing your health apart.
Yeah, I would say that where it matters the most is on fatty cuts, because the fatty components is where the omegas are at. And that's what really matters. And the difference between grass-fed and grain-fed is in the fattier ground beef, the fattier cuts of steak. And so just to break it down, there's been a lot of research that shows that there's something called an omega 6-3 ratio. And we want to have a very high balance of omega 3 in our body and not so much omega 6. And that reduces inflammation in our bodies. And a grain fed beef, you know, grain fed beef steak or ground beef will be something on the average of like a 9-3 on the omega 6-3 ratio. And when you take a grass fed beef, it's 2-1. So it's like we almost can't even consider them the same food.
The same thing.
Because what it's doing in our bodies is entirely different.
So if you've been listening to my podcast, you know I'm a strong believer and proponent of plant medicine's ability to awaken your mind, body, and soul. And many of you have asked me where I recommend going to experience the power of these medicines. And the only place on planet Earth I would ever recommend is Reunion. It's a not-for-profit healing center with over 30 years of experience in Costa Rica, which I trust wholeheartedly. I'm honored to have aligned with them to create the Higher Self Scholarship Fund. So $100 from every booking from our community goes into this fund, and we will award the fund to someone like you every couple of months. So help me help others by using the code DANNYREUNION when registering. The link to register can be found in the podcast notes, or you can learn more by going to reunionexperience.org.
It's like if like God designed it like one way and then humans have made it this other way.
Yeah.
And that's why we're sick.
I mean, we continue to try, and this is the way that I love to describe it to people, is like we try to outsmart God. Like humans think we're so intelligent, and like we can outsmart our food supply, and we can outsmart, you know, nature and how things grow and exist in nature. And what it's doing is it's causing us to, yeah, produce less nutrient dense food. So for example, like we do monocrop agriculture farming, which is you go look and it's just a cornfield, right? Or just soy or just wheat. And so what it does to the soil is it is depleting the nutrients in the soil and the microbiome of the soil. And so like we all look in science class and we took that sample of soil in middle school science and it was very dark and rich soil and nutrient dense. And now you go look at farm fields, and because we're doing monocrop agriculture and we're spraying pesticides, it's killing the soil, which is then depleting the nutrients in our food. And so the food that we're ingesting and consuming is a lot less nutrient dense than it's supposed to be. And that's why it feels so hard to be healthy. And that was my passion in creating supplements, is because we almost have to have supplements now.
Because our food is
so depleted of nutrients. Wow. And so that's the power of supplementation. And it's frustrating that we have to like rely on it to a certain extent, when like I wish we can say we can get everything we need from food, but it's like the food we're eating is not the same food that we used to be.
So if you eat beef, it has to be grass-fed.
Right.
If you eat eggs, you know, I got my coop here set up, but what about eggs?
Yeah. So again, there's all these marketing tactics, not just in the fitness industry, but in the food industry is just as bad, if not worse. And so cage-free, you're like, that sounds pretty good. Cage-free eggs, this hen is out of the cage, right? All that means is that they had 2 hours per 24 hours to be out of the cage, and they can consider that cage-free. And then you go a step further, and the next step would be free-range. And so free-range eggs, it just means that they had a little bit of freedom to go outside and roam on the pastures, but it doesn't mean that they're out there 24/7. Pasture-raised is the only eggs that I buy, because pasture-raised actually means that they have a certification that says they have this minimum amount of square foot to roam on per hen, and they're feeding off the land how they're supposed to be. So again, it's like, how did God design this animal to live? And we have gotten so far from that, and it's producing a lot less nutrient dense food, and it's making us sick.
This is wild shit.
It's sad. Like, it's very, it's actually sad. And it actually, like, it does the same thing to me. Like, all my friends that know me personally, like, they can see my passion come out daily on this, because it's disheartening and it's frustrating.
Okay. So, all right. So grab a pen and a piece of paper, seriously. So, write down no artificial sweeteners, no natural sweeteners,
natural flavors.
Now natural flavors. No pig ears, which is non-fermented branched-chain amino acids. If you eat beef, grass-fed only. If you eat eggs, what now?
Pasture-raised.
Pasture-raised only. I didn't know that one.
Yep.
I just go to the egg place and I buy the most expensive ones, but I've never checked. Now I know that. Thank you for that one. What about chicken?
Yeah, chicken's a hard one. Really hard one to get ethically sourced. What happens is most of the chickens we buy, they're living in these horrible environments where there's thousands of them inside, and they get to the point where they're so sick and fat they can't even walk anymore. And so they're just like living inside, and because of that they're really dirty. And so most of the chicken that we're buying in the United States, actually they bathe it in chlorine before they sell it to clean it and wash it. What? And so it's like you have to again buy organic. Because organic means non-GMO and more. So it means that they can't use synthetic chemicals on it. And so I always try and buy organic because of that. And then also
I don't buy anything that's
pasture-raised,
not.
Yeah. Right.
And pasture-raised organic.
Yeah. And organic is, you're placing a safe bet more often than not. Because even when it comes to like produce, non-organic produce, again, like everything that we are consuming is being marketed to us, even food. So when it comes to like fruit, non-organic fruit, what they'll do oftentimes before they place it in the grocery store is they'll put it in a gas chamber full of ethanol to ripen it quicker and to make it look more colorful and prettier to the consumer's eyes. But we're depleting it of nutrients because it's not growing through its full stage of life. And so it's like there's all these shady marketing tactics in our food supply that we're being marketed to and people aren't aware of. And so again, it's just like we're consuming such less nutrient-dense foods that we have to fight so hard to be healthy. That's why it feels so hard.
You know what we're doing on this podcast right now? We are literally fighting in the face of like evil.
Yeah.
Because what you're telling me right now is everything that we eat, whether it's food or supplements, is essentially slowly killing us. It is robbing us of our very right to live a long, healthy life, and we unknowingly are supporting it.
100%. And to your point, the Lancet Journal, it's a very famous medical journal. They recently published a paper stating that food is the number one killer on earth. It's no longer heart disease. It is no longer smoking.
What did you say?
The food that we are eating is the number one cause of death on earth now, for the first time in human history. Every other time we've ever lived, it's been the opposite, right? Scarcity of food. Humans are starving to death. We're not getting enough nutrients. Now it's the food that we are actually over consuming, and the quality of food that we are eating is what is leading to all disease and death.
I don't even know what to ask. You know, it's funny, man. This is why I feel and have been feeling called to, like, I don't know the first thing about raising chickens, or I don't know the first thing about raising vegetables, but, you know, I tell you guys everything, but Jen and I, our dream now is to buy a ranch, to like grow our own food, to have our own animals. Like, we're going looking at land tomorrow because we want the space to do that. It's so sad to me. Like, we can do that. We can afford to do that. How many human beings can't? So where would somebody start? Where would somebody start that is, you know, potentially listening to this? Yeah, where would they start?
I would say there's levels to it. I would say, man, when I break it down in its most simple form, if you want to heal from anything on earth, there's two things. You can break it down into two steps, and it's give your body proper nutrients. And most people, when they think of that, they just think of food, but it's also the nutrients that we consume, right? So positive influences in our lives and the friends and relationships, and that is all nutrition. So it's not all just about physical health, right? We have these other aspects of health that are mental and spiritual that are huge factors. So proper nutrition is number one, and I'll break that down a little bit further. I would say single ingredient foods, real whole foods, ditch all the processed foods, especially the ultra processed foods. Ultra processed just means that it came from a corn, but then got turned into frosted mini wheats. You know what I mean? Like, you can't tell where the food even came from. So pretty much anything in a box or a package, ditch it. So that's step one, heal from anything, proper nutrients. Step two is get rid of waste. And so, again, most people think the physical, like, for example, the lymphatic system is how our body gets rid of waste and drainage. The lymphatic system cannot move on its own. Like the cardiovascular system, our blood that pumps throughout our body, it moves on its own. The lymphatic system requires manual movement. So exercise, running, jumping rope, even just jumping up and down in place, those types of things, they help drain your lymphatic system, which then gets rid of waste. But also to the point of not just physical, getting rid of the other waste in your life, right? The toxic relationships, the toxic emotions, the negative frequencies. I would say that, yeah, if you want to heal from anything, two steps, proper nutrition and eliminate waste in your life. And then just when it comes to buying food, there's a good resource called the Clean 13 and Dirty Dozen. So if you're one of those people that say, like, maybe I can't afford to buy all organic, but where does it truly, truly matter? It's by the Environmental Working Group, the EWG. They do a lot of really great work, and they call it the Clean 13 and Dirty Dozen list. So it's the which ones are absolutely necessary to buy organic and what aren't. So that's a great place to start for
people.
Where
do people go for that?
Just type it in on Google, Clean 13 and Dirty Dozen list. Okay. Yep. I think that's a really, really good place to start. I'm a big fan of prioritizing protein. So there's three things that trigger your satiety signals, which is, again, feeling full. And that's what helps you to lose weight. And again, we all look to something outside, something to save us. So now everyone is taking Ozempic, which Ozempic is a peptide called GLP-1. We can naturally activate GLP-1 pathways in our body by three things. And it's fiber, hydration, and then protein. So those three things actually trigger your satiety signals, and they stimulate GLP-1 in the body, which is what Ozempic is made out of. So it's like, if you want to lose weight and if you want to feel full more often and you want to be healthy, focus on fiber, protein rich, and staying hydrated. It's as simple as that.
And this is catching my attention out of the corner of my eye, because I just remembered this, but part of eliminating waste is essentially eliminate wasteful supplements. I want you to just grab that for the protein.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I saw this for the first time, I almost had a how is this possible moment? Because I have never seen a protein powder. I don't even, two ingredients? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Technically one, but yeah.
Technically one.
Right.
Okay. So if you take a protein supplement right now, go grab the back of the label and go look at all of the waste that is in there. What is this made of?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't even know where to start on this. I'm so proud of this product, because I feel like, again, voting with our dollar, we are doing that with this product. So we partnered with some small family-owned and operated regenerative agriculture farms in Ireland. And regenerative agriculture is where they actually focus on the topsoil. So again, it's the opposite of monocrop agriculture, which depletes the topsoil, depletes the nutrients. Regenerative agriculture focuses on the opposite. So it focuses on the diversity of the soil and the microbes in the soil. And we have shown that it's actually carbon negative to the planet. So instead of, you know, having a big carbon footprint, it's actually doing quite the opposite. And so we started there. We partnered, again, the sourcing was really big for us. So regenerative agriculture, they're all small family-owned and operated farms. And we then did a whey protein isolate. And most of the whey protein isolates, I love them, but there's a downfall in them, and it's how they process it and how they isolate the whey. So isolating the whey, they remove it from the casein. And normally they do this either through a high heat method or an ion exchange process. And that separates the casein and the lactose and just leaves the isolated whey. And we do that because it's a lot easier to digest for most people. But the issue with doing that is it denatures the protein, and it basically strips it of the enzymes and nutrients. And so the way that we did it is we do a microfiltration process. And so it preserves the way and it leaves it undenatured. And when you leave it undenatured, whey becomes almost a superfood where it's rich in like the amino acid cysteine, for example. Cysteine is the number one precursor of glutathione, which is the master antioxidant in your body. So you're getting all these incredible benefits from consuming the protein powder. And so we were like, it's so perfect as it is. Why ruin it with flavors and ingredients, right? And so we left just a genuinely unflavored protein powder. It's easy to add into coffee or into yogurt or just into food, smoothies, daily life. Just a way to, again, like if you think about what a supplement is, it's just in addition to. So that's why we left it unflavored, is they can just add in a little bit of protein to get a little bit more protein in their diet of the cleanest, most pure form.
And so read the ingredients.
Yeah, so it is regenerative grass-fed whey protein isolate and non-GMO sunflower lecithin. And so we blend that together actually at the site of the farms. And the reason why we use sunflower lecithin is it wouldn't disperse in water at all without it. And we use less than 1%. And sunflower lecithin is really cool because it's high in phosphatidylcholine, which is a very, very critical nutrient for brain function. And it helps you absorb it a little bit better, actually.
And what's the rest of the ingredients?
None.
That's it?
That's it.
That is wild to me. And your chocolate one has cacao.
Yeah. So again,
like I love you for doing that.
Real foods. Yeah. Organic raw cacao powder. The cool thing about cacao is it means Theobroma cacao is the plant and species name. And it means food of the gods. That's what it translates to. Mm. And it's one of the most superfood, nutrient dense foods on the planet. And that's why we use it in ceremony.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Yeah. They know our crown knows, knows what that means. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, man. Like, seriously, thank you for your work. Thank you for your passion. Like, I knew it was special when I saw these ingredients, but now I understand it because I feel it, and I feel like my passion and my anger and everything, it's like you're mirroring in the food space what I feel in the spiritual space. It's like the same exact thing, you know? So I really appreciate that. Where do people go to order?
Yeah, so the website is kononutrition.com. It's K-O-N-O. Same thing on Instagram, just Kono Nutrition. My Instagram is Alex D. Conley, C-O-N-L-E-Y.
Beautiful. And you're going to be a health guide.
I am, man. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and awaken you.
Yeah, I'm honored to be a part of that. Same thing like you said. Like, I feel like your community and what you have, we just align so perfectly on that, because for me and what we talk about at Kono is health first. It's all we talk about. And so there's more to health than just physical, right? It's mental and it's spiritual. In order to be a truly healthy being, you have to focus on all three realms of health. And so I'm honored to be a part of what you're doing as well.
Yeah. And it's really exciting. When's your first class? It's coming up in April.
April 3rd.
Yeah. So April 3rd is your first class with us. And if you guys want to, you know, participate in these, as always, we invite you. First off, go get some wonderful supplements. Go, all of you, go buy that pre-workout. I'm telling you right now, I'm just going to say, to me, it's better than coffee.
Oh, I don't drink coffee anymore.
Yeah, because coffee makes me like get
crash.
That right there is the, if it's not the best thing you've ever tasted and felt, I'll give you your money back. I'll do it. That's how passionate I am about this. Seriously, it's that good. I would just say start with like a quarter scoop, you know, for those of you that are sensitive. But even like I'm really sensitive to this stuff and it feels wonderful.
Yeah, you say that because Jen was really sensitive.
Really sensitive. But
there's only 100 milligrams of caffeine per scoop and it's from green tea. So all naturally occurring. Not too bad. So, yeah.
And then for those of you in Awaken You, I can't wait to see you guys on April 3rd with Alex's class. I'm going to be there listening and get ready to optimize your health. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you, man. It means the world.
Yeah. We'll see you next week on another episode of The Higher Self. Hey, friends. This week, we're going to do something new. You've been asking so many questions that we're going to start answering them on a weekly basis. So here's this week's question.
All right. So Maria asks, what is the best thing to do to get rid of fear? I have a lot of fears. My biggest one is death, but I don't know how to overcome that. I understand that it's nothing to worry about, but still, fear is stuck. I meditate every day. I'm a member on the app, and I watch the videos in the library several days a week and listen to both of your podcasts. I know your answer is to come to Awaken, but I have no chance to even pay for the flight or ticket, so I hope there is something that I can do at home.
Yeah, I'm going to answer that by telling you that the opposite of fear is love. So whenever you feel that fear, it's a conditioning where your mind, your body, your heart, your soul, your energy is just used to going there. It's your nature. So it's time to take on a new nature. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes and just think about the thing that you love most on this planet. You know, for me, it's my kids. For me, I picture Selena, I picture my boys, and my heart just starts to flutter. What is that for you? And then when you get to that space, I want you to understand that fear cannot exist in that space. Thank you for your question. We're going to be doing this every single week. And yet, if you want your questions answered live, we do this every week on Thursday afternoons inside of Awaken You. So go to DannyMorrell.com/AwakenYou. Sign up and I'll see you inside.